Marcos, do Brazilians stand close together when they're talking?
Oh, much closer than North Americans, yeah. Yeah, I've had several interesting cross-cultural experiences with this. One time I was in a classroom. I was talking to a student of mine about some assignment. It was after class, and I kept... he was a gentleman from Korea, and I kept getting closer to him, and he kept backing up.
Oh, dear.
And I didn't really realize what was going on until I saw this look of total despair on his face, and I realized that he had backed up the whole length of the classroom, and now we were in one corner of the room.
Really?
He looked very uncomfortable, and I had obviously invaded his body bubble, his space.
Yeah, huh. How about touch? Do Brazilians touch each other more than North Americans?
Yes. In Brazil, it's really common for people who are talking to you to stand really close and to touch you often, or to put their arm around you or something, depending on who it is.
Now, this is touching between male and female?
Let's see. Yes, male, female. But I also think it's not uncommon for male friends to touch each other, say, to put an arm around the shoulder or something.
Uh-huh. Have you found that you've modified your bubble, your space, to accommodate us, cold North Americans? Do you stand farther away from people now, and maybe not touch people as much?
Yes, and I think it's a partly unconscious process. You just modify. I mean, if you don't, then when you're standing in line, you get too close to people, and then they turn around and they stare.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel that I have had to enlarge my bubble.
Yeah.
And stand a little farther than I would. And I've noticed in my family, too, you know, I've noticed that when we lived in Brazil, we were much more physical, or walked more closely, or touched more often in public than we do here.
Interesting.
I think especially between my wife and me this has happened, because it's when one looks around and there aren't very many people touching each other in public, then one feels a little self-conscious.